I think he has a temperament for special teams. He flies around. He makes plays. He's very active there. On the defensive side of the ball, close to the ball, he's good. He's working on his skills deep, but he's good close to the football. Makes messes.
I know guys.
Is his footwork and hips fluid enough to play safety?
Yes.
I know guys have a position, but can a guy make a team strictly based on special teams?
Yes.
Eli a little less rusty today?
Eli Apple had a great day. you saw him on the kickoff coverage drill. He was making a lot of plays. Had some good stair steps, some physical play. He had a nice day.
Mark Herzlick
have
a setback?
Mark Herzlick was out today in pads. He's a non-contact practice player.
What happened to Corbin Bryant?
Elbow.
A guy like Odell, he had more drops last year than his first 2 years combined. Is that something you're concerned at all? Anything you had talked about with him or any reasoning you could think of for that?
No, I think so far in camp, Odell's caught the ball very well. Yep.
What's your reaction when he makes some of those one-handed catches that he can do?
I like two hands on the ball better than one. I like completions better than incompletions.
So yesterday he makes this one-handed catch. You teach two hands, preach two hands to him.
See my last answer.
We've talked a lot about Brandon Marshall and comparisons to Plaxico Burress. How does a guy like Brandon, his size, help Eli and help guys like Odell and Shepard on the field?
I think... you know, first and foremost, Brandon's a big, strong man, and he's a good route runner for a big man. It's just not a big guy running down the field and catching throws, face mask and higher. So he's a big man. He can push in and out of breaks. He's making a lot of progress on his hook routes and on his comeback type routes for us. So he's a good route runner that way. He just has a large catch radius because of his height and because of his wingspan.
Ben, is there a time, you know, I know you want two hands instead of one, but is there a certain time toward a cornerback and a receiver at jousting where, you know, if he can fend off with one hand, you know, the one-handed catch is...
Yeah, I think that you have a chance to get a penalty called if you rip your hand free that's being held by a corner.
Do you have to tell Apple to be less handsy?
Eli Apple's a physical corner. I want him to be more handsy. I want him to be physical with his paws, play physical football.
It seemed like there was a lot of mixing with the matching with the defensive units today.
We're in camp.
Trying to get accomplished.
In camp. We're trying to match up, players on the first and second team, both ways, and the second and third team mix and match those guys both ways just to get them a look versus better competition.
Was Kennard limited at all?
Yes.
Okay. What was his injury?
He was limited.
What do you think of your depth at defensive end?
I think it's good. I think we're going to have some hard decisions there. We have a lot of guys who've been productive in ball games, and we have some young players who have a good upside to them.
Ola missed the whole spring. How is he responding?
He's fighting to catch up. You know, he's fighting. He's battling to catch up. He has a ways to go yet. He's not where he wants to be just yet, but that doesn't mean he can't get there.
What does Devin Taylor bring to that mix?
He's a veteran, a big man. Obviously, he has good ball skills, but he has some starts to his belt, some years to his belt, and been productive in the pass rush game.
How was his preseason debut? What did you think of that in particular?
I like turnovers. I like getting the ball back, so I think he was productive there.
How was Avery Moss fit in with that group, with that veteran group?
He's a young player. We're asking a lot of him on the defensive side of the ball and special teams. He has a lot to learn, but he's very willing and he's a hard worker.
How much progress do you need to see from your offense?
Today was a good day for them. They were low. They fired off the ball. The offense and defensive line got after each other. We didn't have anything post-snap, which was nice to see. They could learn how to play physical football while being committed to discipline and poise. And we worked well together, and we got better out there today.
You did have a bunch of false starts, it seemed, when you were starting.
The second half of practice, our focus went down. It was a long practice, a heated practice, and our focus got to go up. It wasn't good enough there in the second half.
Coach, how do you think your fullbacks have progressed this training camp?
They're doing a nice job. Assignment-wise, they're making progress. Houston did a nice job picking up a linebacker coming off the edge on an action pass game play today. Did a nice job there. They're getting better at special teams each and every day, so it's a great competition.
You named Paul the starting running back in May. Is that starting to loosen up a little bit? Are you starting to consider Orleans for that job?
I'm considering them all for the job. Yeah, whoever plays the best is going to get the ball.
But is he still the starter then?
He's out there first.
One more.
Yeah. By no means have I lost any confidence in Paul Perkins. I trust him. I have a lot of confidence in him. He's a young player who's working hard to get better and has a lot of value for us.
Goldman came in with a reputation of being a large contact. How hard you've been running Friday, the last couple of days?
He had a hard physical run in the game. There wasn't much there. He put his pads down, ran a physical behind his pads. We know he has some talent in the open field to put his foot in the ground, change direction, and make people miss. We're looking forward to seeing him run between the tackles and see what he can do for us there.